Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 9 a.m. on 92.3 FM and 1340 AM KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. The show, of course, is produced by my extremely dedicated team of student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Daniel's on the board today. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
How are you? It's only a half-hour show, Daniel. Spit it out.
I mean, I'm doing all right, I guess.
All right, good. Chime in as you always feel free to if you have anything you want to say. And today on the show, I am very pleased to welcome Palm Springs High School Assistant Principal and Athletic Director Michael Ventura. Welcome.
Thank you, Joan. Thanks for having us.
And he has brought with him Palm Springs High School Senior Class President Katrina Rodas. Did I say the last name right?
Yes, you
okay,
did.
Okay, welcome.
Thanks for being here.
So, Mike, we're about, you know, what, a little over a month into school here, and we have a new league set up.
Yes.
And it's different, and we'll get into that in a second. Before we do that, how long have you been at Palm Springs High School?
I believe this is my 15th year at Palm Springs High School, in the different capacities as an athletic trainer, teacher, and now administrator.
Yeah, and we're about, what, a year into that?
Yeah, I started midway last year, and now starting my first full year and excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I haven't heard anything bad, so that means it's all good. So I'm glad, I'm happy for you. And, you know, what's nice is that you certainly didn't come in and not know anything about what you were getting yourself into, because you spent pretty much every game on the field anyway, because you headed up the Sports Medicine Academy at Palm Springs High School, and plus with your athletic training background,
it's been really a good transition for our school. I think everyone was excited to have me aboard, and I felt extremely grateful for how everybody had open arms for me to be in that position. You know, I've worked with all the coaches and all of our support staff and our administrative assistants and everything. And so when Mr. Zink left and, you know, off to his new position, it was a great fit for me to move in, and I feel very fortunate there, and it's been going really good.
We're going to talk about the new Desert Empire League in a minute. Do you get to play Palm Desert High School or no?
Yes, we still have Palm Desert on the schedule, and it's going to make for, you know,
a grudge match.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
All right, so we had the Desert Valley League and the De Anza League before, and now we still have the Desert Valley League. We don't have the De Anza League anymore. We have a new league called Desert Empire League.
Yep.
And Palm Springs High School and Rancho Mirage High School in our district are both part of the Desert Empire League. So give us a little idea of why they did this and how did they choose which teams are going to be in what league?
Mm-hmm. Well, what was happening is there was becoming some imbalance in the league. And we were playing certain teams or certain games, and they weren't very competitive. And so the lack of competition was hurting the more competitive teams and when they would go into playoffs. And so they were playing a bunch of games that didn't have the same intensity that they would need going into playoffs. So that was hurting. But then also the teams that were not very competitive, they were also getting beat up a lot, you know, and emotionally, and it wasn't good for them either. So we looked at the teams that were in the school, different schools, and we tried to balance them out a little bit more. And so now there's the two leagues should be more symmetrical competitively. And so hopefully, and through majority of the sports, there's still going to be some sports and some teams that are going to be struggling here and there. But overall, that was the main reason why it was done, to help all teams, you know, become the more competitive teams, be a little bit more ready for playoffs and everything else as they move forward, and for the other teams to have a little bit chance to win a little bit more and build team morale and school morale. And, you know, because we know athletics tends to, you know, provide the certain heartbeat to a school.
Sure.
You know, and when athletics programs are not doing well, you know, kind of the school morale can be down a little bit when athletic programs are doing real well. You know, the school morale is boosted, and so we're hoping that it helps all schools, you know, in the re-leaguing situation.
So is this something that the coaches here in the Coachella Valley, and I know a little beyond that because I was in Banning some of the high deserts involved in this league too. Did you guys all get together and propose this to CIF, or did CIF come to you and say, we need to do something?
The other athletic directors prior, you know, as I'm a new athletic director, the athletic directors before started discussing it and talking about it. And as it grew more and more traction, we got more support from more athletic directors, and the athletic directors talked to coaches. And I think for the most part, you know, most people are happy about the changes that were done. You know, some people were never going to get 100% consensus, you know, on the changes. But for the most part, majority of people were in favor of it, and we took it to CIF, and they approved it. And here we are, getting ready for our first full year of the DEL, Desert Empire League. Excited.
So DEL,
mm-hmm.
And the other league is still the DVL.
Yes.
But a new makeup. Okay, so the only other school, and we have 4 comprehensive high schools in Palm Springs Unified, and now is Rancho Mirage your rival team now?
Yeah, so.
used to be Cathedral City.
Yeah, it used to be Cathedral City because you know, we were having a little discussion with the students today about this topic. So the 6 teams in the DEL are Palm Springs High School, Shadow Hills, and then we have La Quinta, Palm Desert, Xavier. Xavier, Shadow Hills, Palm Desert, La Quinta, Rancho, and Palm Springs are the 6 okay. teams. And so, and we talked a little bit about Mr. Zink and Palm Desert, you know, kind of possibly being a rivalry. And some people were wondering, well, who's going to be your rival? Is Palm Desert or Rancho Mirage? And we're talking to the students today. And who do you guys mostly, you know, where do you know most students at? And they said Rancho Mirage. You know, there are a lot of the same kids. They went to elementary or junior mm-hmm. high, and now they split up. And so those, you know, that's our true rival, you know, now, because those are the ones that we have the most, you know, conflict, or not conflict with, but, you know, they have the most history with, you know.
Michael, this is the wrong answer. You're supposed to say there are no rivals. I know you aren't going to say that because it's not true.
No, yeah. And
you're actually supposed to say that Cathedral City is and always will be your rival.
Yeah.
It's all in competitive spirit.
It's all in competitive That's spirit, right. Exactly. And so we're looking forward to setting up something to continue that spirit that brings a little bit something extra to some of the games, you know. And so,
So what's the date? Do you know for the game against Rancho Mirage?
The game's October 12th.
October 12th. Okay.
And Katrina, do you know some of the details about, like, the rivalry? You guys have already talked to Rancho Mirage ASB and everything.
So, yeah.
Oh, so you have big plans for that day. I was going to focus on homecoming, but let's talk about this, too.
Well, our rivalry game, we're hoping to have something like a little tailgate party, bringing both Rancho and Palm Springs High School students together before the game. It's something where, you know, it's not a rival. We're all still friends. Like he said, we've known them for... since like junior high, elementary
right.
schools. It's fun to bring them back, being in like one space where we could all still be friends, we'll still have the little competitive.
Is it at Palm Springs?
Yeah, oh, it's okay. A home game. It's our home game, yeah.
Hey, rivalry never meant you were antagonizing the other person.
No.
No, but like, it's gonna be all fun. We're gonna have food, everyone there, they're gonna buy their ticket to the game. We're gonna paint our colors and their colors, sell t-shirts, have fun, hang out with friends that we don't usually get to see every day because, you know, they're at a different school and we're here, so.
I love it. That's cool. And by the way, I would be remiss if I did not say that Chris Calderwood, who is the assistant principal and athletic director at Rancho Mirage, could not be here today because he has a home volleyball game, and so it was a conflict, but he certainly wanted to be here, and he told me he does support the new league. He also told me that the girls' tennis team made it to CIF playoffs last year, but they lost in the finals. And he's looking forward to competing in the DEL. So.
Yeah, and we're excited. You know, Chris was my athletic director when I started as an athletic trainer. So Chris has been extremely helpful in getting me started as the AD, you know, and helping me with a few things that I don't understand yet. And so, like you said, there's a lot of connection there, you know, and we're very supportive of each other, and we're looking forward to, you know, having some great competitive competitions as well.
Healthy competition. Yeah. That's great. Because without competition, things are really boring. So, you know, I think we can all agree to that. So, Katrina, you are the senior class president. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Homecoming is October 26th against Shadow Hills, right?
Yep.
So, of course, on the 24th, there will be the homecoming parade, which has become a huge Palm Springs tradition. I don't know, it's been 20-something years. And do you know how many? 20-something, going on 30, I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a lot.
And it's so cool to, I'm sure, because if you're a senior, you've been involved in homecoming before. It's so cool to see, you know, the community come out and line Palm Canyon Drive. It's just, it's awesome.
It's amazing seeing a lot of people out there, like, it's a lot.
So in the middle of a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
They bring out their kids.
You know, a lot of people are retired, and you know, but then a lot of the parents are there. They leave work early to support.
They
the
also
students
bring their kids there. And
exactly.
They all have
it's very
fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Some people like come out hours earlier to make sure they get
a good
spot.
Yeah.
Or they make reservations at the restaurant so they can enjoy some food and drink while they're watching.
Those shaded spots are a premium out there.
Exactly. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, some years it's beautiful weather and some years it's so hot. Yeah. So I hope this year we'll be through the heat.
We have a little bit later date this year, so we're very hopeful.
Yeah, that's good. And so, Katrina, what's the theme of this year's homecoming?
Our theme this year is a tribute to Michael Jackson.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're really excited. Something different, you know.
Yeah.
Each of the class is going to be part of, like, one of their big songs. Uh-huh. Like, our freshman is ABC with the Jackson 5.
Love it.
Our sophomores are Smooth Criminal.
I don't even think I know that song. Are you going to sing it for me?
Maybe later.
Ah!
Our juniors.
If Daniel knows the song, he'll sing it. Do you know the song?
Can you sing it for us?
I do not know the words, but then again, who does?
Well, I know some Michael Jackson. That's not one that sticks out in my mind. What era is it? 80s?
No, probably early 90s, I think.
Smooth Criminal. I probably know it, but I don't know the name
of it. Yeah, that one.
What is it?
Oh,
okay.
That one,
all right.
Yeah.
I got it. I didn't know the name. Okay, next.
And then our juniors is Bad. And for us seniors, since it's in October, we chose Thriller.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
If you didn't have Thriller represented, that would be, that was, isn't that like still the biggest selling record of all time? Or
actually,
something?
It's not. It's not anymore. Thriller is not like the number
one. Oh, it's
one.
Not?
Saw, yeah.
Who beat it out? Like Britney Spears or something? Or?
I have no idea, but I saw that it wasn't the number one anymore, and I was like, what?
Frankly, you know, I'm a lot older than you are, a lot older than Michael is. I'm just old, and of course, I was a big Jackson 5 fan, and not so much Michael Jackson. I mean, I could take him or leave him, but I loved the Jackson 5, so
Where
ABC.
Is Billie Jean in this?
Well, they didn't have enough classes, Daniel. I mean, you know.
But you can't just skip Billie Jean.
Well, that doesn't really tie into the classes.
Yeah,
themes.
Each of the class chose what.
Yeah, you
got
to be able to depict it, you know. So they have to be able to like make a float that goes along with the song, and so you don't want to pick something that's too complicated to do that.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway, well, I think that's really cool. I think that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
So does the dance on Friday night, does that...
The
like,
dance is actually on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's after... Okay, so
it's after.
The game's on... That's right, the game's on Friday.
Yeah.
Then you have the dance on Saturday. Does the theme carry through to the dance?
So
too?
We have a rally, which is... it's that Friday.
Friday. Yeah,
it's that Friday. We have a little storyline that goes with it that carries on to the football game. We collaborated with band, choir, our dance team, our cheer team, our theater program, and they all come together. Those are 500 students together coming for a halftime show. On top of that, we also have senior night, and then we have our floats going around the football field before everything starts. So I'm really excited to see how this
So is the halftime music's going to be Michael Jackson stuff?
Yeah, so whatever like the storyline is for like whatever carries on from the rally to the football game, that's what it's going to go. That's our halftime show.
Do you guys have like that one Michael Jackson fanatic who is just super excited about this? Because we're kind of due for another one who's big with the school.
Yeah, so we come together, like our band, our choir, our dance team, and everyone, we all come together and we all chose this one. We're really excited. Like
I think that's really fun.
Together and we agreed to this and we're really super excited about this.
Yeah, sometimes the themes are more like historical.
Yeah.
Or geographical. Those are okay, but this is like pop, you know.
Yeah.
This is something we've never done before.
We would always go around like Halloween because it's around that.
You guys are making me so jealous because it's themed around music.
It's great. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to You Learn Something New Every Day right here on 92.3 FM and 1340 AM KWXY. And my guests are from Palm Springs High School, our athletic director and assistant principal, Michael Ventura, and our senior class president, Katrina Rodas. And we are talking about the new Desert Empire League, the upcoming sports, year in sports at Palm Springs High School, and homecoming. So, Michael, are there any kind of highlights we should know about sports at Palm Springs High this year in general or specifically?
Yeah, there's tons of great things that are going on. You know, our fall season has just kicked off and we have some very talented individuals out there. We have the DeFawn sisters are back from a year from independent study. And
are they tennis?
They're tennis. And former DVL champion, so ready to come back and, you know, take it on. So our water polo team is off to a great start. We got great numbers out there, and we're excited about that and just moving forward. But the big thing that I've been working on a lot lately is our Hall of Fame banquet. And so we're going to be inducting 5 new members in a couple days on September 21st in the gym. We will be inducting our class of 2018, and their names are Carl Linus, John Cunningham, Julian De La Torre, and Melissa Lake Wright. Now, initially at Palm Springs High School, she was Melissa Lake, and Coach Steve Fabian. And so we have a tremendous class you know, and it's going to be a great night.
You need to send that to me.
Yeah, on the 20th.
As soon as we're done here.
21st, and it's going to be a great night.
And it's open to the public.
It's open to the public, and you can.
And isn't it like $10? It's cheap. Maybe you raised it a little bit.
It's a little bit more this year. It's $20 single tickets at this point. But it's a great fundraiser for our program. Yeah, we're going to have Mario's Italian Cafe do the catering, and then we have silent auctions going on. In the gym, and we do the inductions. And it's going to be a great night. Brian Gallo from KMIR is going to be
he's great.
He's going to be our MC.
Maybe I'll even go this year.
Yeah, we have, you know, our orchestra will be playing, our cheerleaders out front, and we're going to have a lot of our athletes there, our ambassadors, you know, sitting with our guests and everything. And so it's a great night. And so, yeah, if you're interested in tickets, you can call the Palm Springs High School Athletic Office, you know, or email me. My email is mventura@psusd.us, or our phone number is 760-778-0445. And we're very excited about our class this year. They're a tremendous group, and we're looking forward to raising lots of money to continue to support our athletic program and, you know, continue to take them to the next level and do the best we can for them.
Awesome. That's great. So another one of your duties as the athletic director is that you're also in charge of facilities
for
Palm Springs High School. And I think all of the athletic directors at the high schools are in charge of facilities. But it just so happens that your duties include the Richard Center for the Arts, and that's probably the most requested venue that we have because of the size and the beauty of that facility.
Yes.
And if you live under a rock, you might not know that it was the whole inside was renovated, 2-3 years ago now?
About 2 years ago now.
Yeah, and so it's absolutely magnificent, but it's also in high demand. And I just kind of wanted to touch on If somebody wants to rent the venue, they do it online?
Yeah, there's, you go onto the Palm Springs Unified School District website, and there's a couple links. First, you have to get the login information, and then after you get the login information, then you can log in and make requests for the venues. And there are certain costs that come along with the venues for outside. And then we do our best to accommodate everybody, but we have a very active arts program on our campus, and, you know, they...
First priority is the school.
And they book, you know, they know how popular our venue is, and so they put their requests in, you know, a year plus ahead of time, and so they understand how the scheduling has to work. And then once it's free, we try to offer it to as many people as possible, you know, and we're glad to have the public in there using it and everything, and we have a great custodial staff that is, you know, maintaining it and keeping its beauty up, and our foundation is also, you know, doing lots of great stuff to maintain it and help use it to continue to raise money for our arts programs and all programs throughout Palm Springs Unified. And so it's a great venue. You know, a lot of times people get their first look for the Palm Springs Film Festival when they get in there and see that. But there's plenty of great public, the community should come see the public school, you know, stuff that
That's
is done
right.
there. And we have a lot of great arts, you know, our plays and our choir and our strings and everybody, they're there. But we also have other schools that come. A lot of the junior highs don't have venues like ours, and so they come and use it as well. And you can see these kids grow, you know, playing band, you know, from junior high all the way up into, you know, high school and on. And it's a great venue. And
junior high doesn't have venues like that. Some of the high schools don't. We don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in case you would like to, like, you know, have your name emblazoned on a part of the Richards Center for the Arts, you can do that. Like,
yeah.
You know, you could name the dressing room. You could name, like, you know,
such
for
a beautiful theater,
for right? a few thousand dollars or a few
yeah.
hundred thousand dollars.
You
just call the foundation.
Contact Ellen Goodman at right. the foundation, and she'll, you know, be
Hook
more than glad
up.
To help you
That's
out.
That's right. So,
that's also a lot of work.
Sure it is. The facilities, the management.
Mean, yeah, just
because then you have people complaining about this,
all the
that,
time.
And the other thing. Oh, yeah,
but,
I know.
But having such a beautiful facility, it's a high demand. And, you
right.
know, not only do we just manage our normal facilities, but, you know, it's like managing a big theater, you know, for our whole community adds to the busy work of busy days.
Yes. So, Katrina, I would be remiss if I did not ask you what your plans are after high school.
My plans?
Yeah.
I love this question. I want to major in communication and minor in graphic designing, hopefully going into Otis College of Art and Design in Los Angeles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, good luck with that. That's
Thank
very
you.
Cool.
You
you're very well spoken.
Thanks.
So you're going into the right field, I think. So do you want to do more graphic design?
Yeah, that's what I do for RASB here. I make the flyers and posters and advertise around the school by using my computer. It's just me and my computer.
There's a big calling for that. So
have you taken any classes on graphic design?
I haven't, but I have been to summer classes. So those are the best I've been at, yeah.
And how about your overall experience over the past 3 years and going into your fourth at Palm Springs High?
Honestly, when they say it goes by fast, I'm telling you, it goes by really fast. Like,
they're not lying.
Yeah, they're not lying. I'm already a senior here. I felt like I just walked in as a freshman, and now I'm leaving soon. Well, not soon, but like...
Oh, pretty soon.
Pretty soon. 8 months?
Right.
Yeah. I know.
So
well, on our way over here, you know, I was talking to Katrina. Her sister was in the Palm Academy, you know, with me, and her sister did great. And as Katrina was entering, I was telling her, it just seemed like yesterday you were debating whether you were going to be in Palm or do ASB, and, you know, now we're here, you know, at your senior year, and it came by really fast,
yeah.
You know, and she's done an amazing job in her 4 years at Palm Springs High School. We're very proud of her, and we wish her the best.
Aww, very nice. So you have to make a choice between an academy and ASB?
Well, there's just not enough elective time in the day, you know.
So
and
like,
so
know.
We don't, it's not,
it's a bummer, isn't
it's
it?
Not
yeah.
that we want to make them have choices. It's just There's just not enough. And they're such great students, you know, that they're taking 4 years of science, they're taking 4 years of math, they're taking 4 years of English, they're taking 4 years of history, and they're, you know, doing their 4 years of foreign language, and, you know, they also have their PE requirements and, you know, electives. So it leaves very little time for that. And a lot of these students are take zero period in order to get more classes in. They do go way above and beyond to graduate. You know, they are, you know, Katrina has been fully invested in Palm Springs High School her 4 years and has done the best she can for herself and to leave the school in better shape, you know, than when she found it.
How much did you pay him? I'm just kidding.
How much were you involved in, aside from ASB, like extracurriculars wise?
My freshman and sophomore year, I was playing volleyball, freshman team, and then JV, and then out of that, there was the Filipino club. But mostly my time has been in ASB. My heart was in ASB 24/7.
When you're in ASB, you're really committed to it. I mean, you always have a few people that are kind of, you know, they're in and out, and they might come help with the float, and then you don't see them the rest of the year. But the kids who are really invested in ASB, it is like you like eat, drink, and sleep.
ASB
isn't everything, you know. Yeah. And so when you ask, like, what else are ASB kids? ASB students are in everything. Yeah. You know, they become involved in athletics. They become involved in all the clubs. They become involved in the academies in every different way that we try to reach students. ASB ends up becoming involved in all of them.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're so well spoken and so confident in the things you say. I would have expected an arts kid, and I was kind of hoping for that too.
Sorry about that.
Wow, Daniel. he starts out with like the strong compliment and then turns it around.
Nothing against people who aren't in the arts. I just kind of expected it, and it's really...
Well, she is. Graphic design is the arts. You're talking about performing arts, of course.
Yeah, I would have done that, but I'm not as, like, you know, brave doing like theater programs and stuff.
Like, she wouldn't sing the song for me.
I said I'll do it later.
We have 3 minutes left. Later is coming around really quick. You meant off air.
I'm off air.
I see. All right. I know. You know what? I understand. My former boss, former superintendent, she made me promise that I would never sing on the air. I did it once, and she said, "You know, I listen to every show because we used to be live." And she said, "Don't do that again."
You can
she
tell
said
I
it
made
with
no
love,
such promises.
But I love to sing, but I'm horrible.
I have made
horrible.
No such promises. So, if I ever do it, you can't say anything against me.
No, we won't. Okay, so to recap, because we got something coming up in a couple of days here, the Hall of Fame event. Sounds like it's going to be really awesome. September 21st, you said?
September 21st at 6 p.m. in the Palm Springs High School Gymnasium.
And could they even just show up and buy at the door, or you want them to reserve an event?
There is a possibility of that, but there is also the possibility that we're going to be sold out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it would be nice to be contacted. Book in advance. Call the athletic office or email us, and we'll reserve your spot. And...
awesome. And then October 26th, don't forget, homecoming. It's going to be really cool. Against Shadow Hills. And then the rival game on October 12th against Rancho Mirage. And it's going to be really fun. So whoever you support, Rancho Mirage or Palm Springs, come on out for that. And it's at Palm Springs High School. And
we're just excited.
$7 to get into a football game? How much is it? Chris sent it to me, and I didn't write it down.
I have it there somewhere, but
I don't pay attention.
Yeah,
it's under $10.
We're really excited to be hosting that game this first year because we believe it's going to be a great atmosphere for our community here. You know, Rancho Mirage and Palm Springs High School, and Friday night lights. You know, under the beautiful backdrop of our stadium and. October is going to be nice, cool weather out there, and it's a fun night. The cheapest, best night that I can imagine here in the desert, you know, on a Friday night. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
And lots of school spirit.
Yes.
Thank you both for being here. I truly appreciate it. And next week, we will continue the sports conversation with our assistant principals, athletic directors from Cathedral City High and Desert Hot Springs High, Brad Bryant and Kai Lyles, respectively. Our show airs each Sunday right here on 92.3 FM, 1340 AM, KWXY, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for you learn something new. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you, Daniel. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.